Omar, the Brisa said, "Ein li elav nochi shalai kibashti ve'ein shor imcha bechotze. Nochi shekibashti ve'shor imcha bechotze minayin. Tam eloy meloy imotze." So the way is klapilayo, that it should be the other way around. L'chayra, nochi she, we're looking for the Brisa's mashma. We're looking for a chumra, because lo imotze is the pasuk that's telling me it's not. You know, it's not limited to l'cha. Shlo imotze, mikol mokem. So we're expanding. We're looking for a chumrah. And the Brisa says, on the face of it, that if only if it said l'cha, I would have said only a nochri sheloiki bashtoi ve'enei shoyim chabachotzer is mutter. I'm sorry, it's also. But a nochri shekibashtoi ve'shoyim chabachotzer minayin that's also also tamiloy miloy yimotze pektim aklapilay as far as the other way around. So first of all, what is this even? What does this mean? Nochi shekibashti v'shor imcha b'chatzus. Here Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi said before. Rashi said before. Nochi shekibashti tachas yadecho lahavi memaynoi ki memayncha. Oy shelo kibashti aval shor b'chatzercha. Very not clear to Rashi. First of all, it's clear in Rashi that it's two separate cases. Kibashti and shor imcha b'chatzus are two separate cases. And what's kibashti? What's the mile of, what's the chaymer of kibashti? So Rashi says, it's mimayna ki mimayncha. So mazeh, why is it mimayna ki mimayncha? What kind of kibush was there? He's not an eved. If he was an eved, then it would be your chomets. Mashikon eved kon araba. We're not talking about an eved. So with what is it mimayna ki mimayncha? The Meiri is mashma that it's one case. Kibashtoi and he's tachas yadecha. And the Meiri says it means schiroi belakitoi. Schiroi belakitoi means somebody who works for him. On a daily basis, he works for him. Yeah, but I have been schiroi belakitoi. He works for him. So he says, since he works for him, he's his dependent. So it's like his butler or something. So then he can't withhold his mammon from you. I don't know what that means either, man. What does it mean? But it's still his money. Not allowed to steal it. It's very not clear. And then also, I don't understand the Rashi. I mean, I don't have an answer for these things. Let's say mamayne ki mamayne. So nochik shuki bashtoi and shoy b'chatzercho. So according to Rashi, it's two cases. Chayin lomdus is also cholok. Kibashti, Rashi says, is a mile, is a chaymer in mamayne kimamaytcha. It's a chaymer in shulcha. What does shoyim chabachotzer have to do with mamayne kimamaytcha? It's a different chaymer. It's more motzli. So why are we equating them? They seem to be a package deal. Why are they a package deal? I would say they're very different. Nochi shikibashti is a mamayne kimamaytcha issue. It's a lecha. And Shoyim chabechotzer more has to do with has more to do. Nothing to do with mamayne kimamaytcha. It has to do with to what degree is it motzi to me? To what degree is it a ma'ir reshus? Shoyim chabechotzer. And it's also sure. Well, it's not a ma'ir reshus. It's a chotzer. It's a chotzer shutfin, and he's a shutuf too. So what is it? What does it even mean? Any of that? All open questions. But anyway, let's go out. Let's do the Gemara. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not sure if it's going to help us. Let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara is Klapi Laya. So Rashi is Klapi Laya. Stay me lois. Klapi Hechon Noi to Dover Zell. Oibcha Mistaber. Nochi Shiki Bashtoi Mistaber Leesa Tfei. Mistaber Do Osa Tfei. Chor Rashi is Chonu Mitzvei Nogat. Nochish kibashti mistarba that it's also tvei, and nochish shorimcha bechatzer is mistarba that it's also tvei. And why Rashi only talks about kibashti? Maybe it's Meduyik and Rashi that Shoyim Chabachotzer is, even though it's a separate case, but it's equivalent to Kibashtai. It's like a, it's a, it's a, Rashi is kibastoi. I know it's when Rashi before, even if he's not kibastoi, but he's showing him chibachotzer. It's not two different, again, without even knowing what it means. You know, without understanding the lumdus at all. Like this, it sounded to me like it's two different things, two different worlds. Kibasti is one thing, and Shoyim Chabachotzer is a different issue. The Rashi used to say both over here. Maybe it's not true. Shoyim Chabachotzer is a kind of kibasti. There's literally kibasti. It doesn't have to be my chotzer, but he's kibasti wherever he is, he's kibasti. And then there's Shoyim Chabachotzer. It's also kind of kibasti. It's also kind of Mamaynikim Mamaynikim. So therefore, Rashi doesn't have to bother every time to chazer over the whole thing. He says kibashti. That's a shorthand for kibashti and shoyim chabachotzer because it's hainuach. In effect, it's hainuach. Yeah, I think that's takim meduyuk. Again, I don't know what it means. I don't know what a shoyim chabachotzer have to do with ma'anikim ma'aycha. What is kibashti? What do all these words mean? Any of that? I think it's takim meduyuk in Rashi. Shoyim chabachotzer. Also, even in the Rashi before Bemis, Rashi before said, "Nochi shekibashtei tahavi memaynich kimemaynicha." What's the ma'ala kibashtei that is memaynich kimemaynicha? Aishelo kibashtei aval shori b'chatzercha. So Rashi should the other shoot has to drop. Kibashtei explained it's memaynich kimemaynicha. And shoyim chabachotzer. What's the chaimer? Why did Rashi spell it out? Teretz says it's the same chaimer. Kibashtei is memaynich kimemaynicha. Or it doesn't have to be literally kibashti, even if it's not mamish kibashti, but it's shoyim chibachotze. So that's the same thing. That's also like kibashti. It's also like memayne. It's also memayne ki memaynecha. I think the lashon is Rashi and Mashma that way. Both of these deal. That's why before he doesn't have to spell out why is memayne ki memaynecha chumra. He already said, I'm sorry, why is shoyim chibachotze a chumra? He already said to have him. This is a kind of kibashti. And that's why now he just talks about kibashti. Kibashti is more chomer. Yeah, kibashti includes kibashti, the chol gedomile, everything that goes under the heading of kibashti that includes shoyim chabachotz. Some of the kibashti is like is what the Gemara says in many places. Yad Yisrael tkifa. He's under Jewish law, and then shoyim chabachotzer. Even it's not mamash Yad Yisrael tkifa, but here in the chotzer, he's meshubah to follow the rules of the bnei of to the rules that we're making in the chotzer. I still don't understand. What is that to memayne ki memaycha? The Rambam is mashmal kibashti is a getoshim. We'll see the Rambam later. But in Rashi, there's no remnants to that. And shoyim chabachotzer, Rashi learns is a separate case. Shoyim chabachotzer, not a getoshim. It could be the Rambam held this one case, kibashti, but shoyim chabachotzer. I don't know how the Rambam read the word shoyim chabachotzer. We'll have to take a look at the Rambam when we get to it. The Rambam is, I think the Rambam is a different world. That we'll see later the Rambam. I think the Rambam is anyway a different world. Yeah. No, it's just the Gemara is a concept. Yad Yisrael Tkifa. Yad Yisrael Tkifa means he has to keep Jewish law. You know, he can't take us to a Goyish court. He can only go to a Dintara. That's called Yad Yisrael Tkifa. He has to follow our rules. You know, if our short time is Mazikim, whatever, he has to follow the rules of what we say about the what we said the halachas are. Yeah, but it's still his money. What does that have to do? Give me a second. There is a Pnei Yeshua. I didn't see Pnei Yeshua inside. I saw what down in the Maran Malkum. Pnei Yeshua wants to say an interesting word. I think he says himself it's not Masmur this way in the Rishonim. Pnei Yeshua wants to say a word that he brings him a chilta. The Rishonim bring him a chilta. The Mechilta learns out that Yechpotter from Chomesh al Nochri, because since it says, Ashbisul, together by Rabbi Motze, you only ever by Rabbi Motze on a Chomets that you could be Mashbis. Chomets of a guy, you don't have a way to be Mashbis, so you're not ever by Rabbi Motze. Any yochel of aray, since any yochel of aray is a yupotter. So he wants to say that smashman mechilta. He said smashman mechilta is a new idea that the reason why yupotter for chemtzah shel nochri is not stam because you have to be bailam on the chametz. It's because you have to be able to be mevar. The guy's not going to let. So memeli yupotter on chemtzah shel nochri. So he says that's the mile of kibashta. If we say that you have to be mevar the chametz, he can't say no. If we come and say it's Pesach, you have to mevar the chametz. If it didn't, nochik shekibash, there's a welcome to say, if the halacha requires beer, and since he's under Jewish sovereignty, so he's going to have to go along. The halacha is you have to mevar the chametz. So Eliel, I would have said that he could have goyish chametz and nochik shekibash, so he could stop us from being mevarit. So if he could stop us from being mevarit, so we're not mechuyev to be mashbisit. But nochik shekibash, if we could enforce Jewish law on him. So the Brisa says, yeah, this after Abai's Mapachit. So the Brisa says, no, even if he's not under, even if he is under Jewish law, but the Maisa, he doesn't have himself the Chiyav Bir, so Mimela, we're not mechuyev to impose on him to be Mevar. That's a Habon maybe also, because we've said many times, we saw in Rashi Befrat, this concept that the Isra of being Mashia Chometz, it has to be that you're being Mekayim the Chometz. Rashi, that's how Rashi understands bittul. If you're Messiah das mimeno, it's not called you being mekayim the chametz. So maybe if you can't be mevarit anyway, it's not called you being mekayim. It's only called you being mekayim if you have a way to be mashbisit. It's very nice word. Shais if it fits in Rishonim. Taisus for sure doesn't fit. Peshua, that I think he says fair that because the Peshua's Taisus asks the kasha. That Hakim and Agamar, we need an extra pasuk for Leiki Bashtoi, Kibashtoi, Leiki Bashtoi, and elsewhere in Shas, whenever we have Psimiyat Blacha by other halachas, we don't find that we have to have an extra pasuk for Kibashtoi and Leiki Bashtoi. Lefida has borrowed the Pnei Yeshua, has nothing to do. This is a special halacha in Bir Chometz, where there's a svar to say that if we're not able to be Mavarit, there's no Isser Bali Rabbi Yamatsi. It's nothing to do with that. I don't know if it says Lecha by Lulav and Esser, it has nothing to do with this. You see that Tosfos understood that it's a svar in lecha, that somehow in lecha there's a difference between kibashta and lo kibashta. Not with this fancy havana of the Pnei Yeshua. Maybe in Rashi you can say it. Even in Rashi, memoinikim memoincha. It's hard to read that. Hard to put that into the hard to put the Pnei Yeshua into Rashi's words. Memoinikim memoincha. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll come back to the problem. In any event, the Gemara is kapilayo. The way the Brisa stands, it altogether makes no sense. And for the Gemara, Omer Abai Epuch. The other way around, Zok Rashi, Epuch. Ein li elo, we have to read the Brisa. Ein li elo, the Osur would have said, it says, Lo Yimotzei. So Yimotzi says it doesn't have to be yours. Even Chomish Onochri Yoiver. I'm sorry, it doesn't have to be yours. You can't be Mekabel Begdainis Menanochri. That's where we're coming from. If it only said Lecha, I would say you can be Mekabel Begdainis Menanochri. Talmud Lo'im Yimotzi say, no, you can't be Mekabel Begdainis Menanochri. You're not allowed out. Even Goyish Chomish you can't have. Enli Ela De Osir Ela Benochri Shekibashtoi. Davi Dum Yedish Lecha. Maybe that's only Enochri Shekibashtoi where it's at least similar to Lecha. We're coming after Lo Yimotzi. We have the Rebbe of Lo Yimotzi. Lecha itself, I would say, you need literally, if I only had Lecha, I would have said, L'cha, you could be a makabel Pigdoinus Menanochi. So the Bryce already said, no, Tamadloy Meloy Motzi. Pigdoinus Menanochi, you cannot be a makabel. But I'm sure it still has to be Dumi de L'cha. It has to be at least like L'cha. And therefore, maybe it's only Nochi Shekibashte. That's Dumi de Shelcha. Why is it Dumi de Shelcha? It's not like Rashi said before, Menanikim Menanicha. It's not. Nochi Sheloy Kibashte Minayin. But Nochi Sheloy Kibashte, how do we know that that's also Asur? Tamad loymar loyimotze. So Rashi has to add it. What do you mean tamad loymar loyimotze? We already know tamad. We already know loyimotze. Without loyimotze, it would just be lechol. We might even in kabbalas pigdoinus. We already said loyimotze. Loyimotze was marbed. You're not allowed to be makabel pigdoinus with the nochi. So what are you telling me? Tamad loymar loyimotze again? So Rashi explained. No, there's another drash here. Tamad loymar loyimotze, but lechosu like timotze. Aval loyimotze legamri mashma. Skilu, the Brisa has, there's a double drush. If it only said Lecha, I would have said, oh, you can even be Mekabel Pigdoinus Menanochi. Tamad Loi Meloi Yimotzi, you cannot be Mekabel Pigdoinus Menanochi. I would have said, but it's less to be Dumi De Lecha. Dumi De Lecha means Kibashtoi. Loi Kibashti Minayin. Tamad Loi Meloi, it's another drush. It doesn't say Timotze, it says Yimotze. That means we're assering, we're going further, and we're assering not only Shnochi Shekibashtoi, but even Nochi Shalikibashta. So bottom line, after all the drushes are finished, so what are we saying that it's also even a nochi shalikibashta. But he's left in the Kabbalah Achrayas. That the Gemara says that's the Hemshech Gemara. But Rashi's already sticks it in Tarasig also in the Hemshech. He's left in the Kabbalah Achrayas. Goyish comes to you in the Kabbalah Achrayas of Ari, you're not over. So in the Gemara, when the Braisa had a Havamino, that it's only by Nochi Shekibashte. And the Maskona is, no, it's even by Nochi Shelekibashte. But Lekibashte is only also if it's with Kabbalah Sechais. So what was the Havamino? That you need Kibashte too. L'chore, that means you need Kibashte plus Kabbalah Sechais. L'chore, that's how it should come out. Again, because the way the Braisa goes is, I would have thought you could be Mekel and you could allow, and will only ask the Kibashti. Tamad Leimer, no, it's not limited to Kibashti. It's even by Le Kibashti. But the Le Kibashti is only with Kabbalah Sechayis. So you need Kabbalah Sechayis. And the Havamina was more Mekel. That it's limited to Kibashti. So more Mekel means, even in the Maskana we have this cool that you need Kabbalah Sechayis. That much cool we have even in the Maskana. The Havamina was more Mekel yet, right? Because according to Abaye, the drush is coming to be Machmir. The trajectory of the drush is to be Machmir. So we go, you know, I would have said only Kibashti is also. Tamalema Le Kibashti, Lo Yimotze, Mikol Mokim, even Le Kibashti is also. But limited to Kabbalah Sechayis. So in the Havamina, that it was more Lekula yet, so that you have to have Kibashti, L'chavit means Kibashti, on top of Kabbalah Sechayis. A little hard to understand the Tziruf. What's the tzirif advarim? Kibashtei plus Kabbalah Sechayis. Kabbalah Sechayis is a Yechayim Mitzad Yechayis. Which is later, Dover Gorim Lomomen. Kibashtei is a different word. Memoinikim Memoincha. What's the tzirif advarim? How mean would it be? You have to have Kabbalah Sechayis so that it should be Dover Gorim Lomomen. And it has to be Chemtze, it has to be Kibashtei so that it should be Memoinikim Memoincha. What's the tzirif? It's a funny Havamina. I mean, those two things, it's like different directions. Dover Goyim L'Momen means, never mind the Goyim, it's at me, it's the Dover Goyim L'Momen. My share in it is the Dover Goyim L'Momen. Because my Achrayis makes it the Dover Goyim L'Momen. Kibashti is a different word, that his moment is my, it's like my moment is. So what's the strange happening that you have to both one on top of the other? In Miri also it's Mufurish that the Havamina was that you need both. Achrayas, because the Issa is only with Achrayas. But I would have thought another Kula that it's Achrayas plus, in order to be also, it has to be Achrayas plus Kibashtai. Yeah, it's hard to understand. What's the Tziruf? Maybe say different Shat in the Gemara. Maybe in the Havamina that you need Memoinu Ki Memoincha, Kibashtoi, Memoinu Ki Memoincha, maybe that's without Kabbalah Sechayis. maybe Mimayne Kimamaincha is better than Kabbalah Sachayas. And maybe we could read the Gemara differently. In the Meiri state, the Meiri is not this way. But Be'etzem, maybe we could read the Gemara, Kilu, there's no such thing as being Mitzarev, Kabbalah Sachayas plus Kibashti. Kabbalah Sachayas and Kibashti, they're inert. There's no combination that there. But Kibashti is more Chomer. Kibashti is Mimayne Kimamaincha. Kabbalah Sachrayis is just a davar goyim moment. So I would have thought you could be mekel and was only asked it when it's mamish memoinikim memoincha, when it's kibashtoi. But when it's loy kibashtoi, so it's not memoinikim memoincha, maybe that's mutter. Tamaloy, no, you don't need memoinikim memoincha. But Lechot tells me, that's the hemsech a more later, but even though you don't need memoinikim memoincha, but Kabbalah Sachrayis, at least you have to have. That would maybe be in that would maybe be glatt in the Gemara, and it's a little bit in my mind the Meduyik and Rashi, because in Rava, in the next step in the Gemara, where Rava says, we're not up to Rava, but when Rava flips it around, and it's Hareshikoi and Eli Eli the Mutter, when it's like Kibashtoi, Eli Eli the Mutter, when it's like Kibashtoi, I don't know what's Mutter even when it is Kibashtoi, so Rashi speaks out, but the like Kabbalah Vachayis. In Rava, Rashi ejects into the Havamina. He tells me how it fits into the Kabbalah Sechayis issue, even though in the Gemara we're not up to it yet. But Rashi situates it. This Havamina that it's mutter if it's only mutter if it's like Kibashtoi, and then we say no, it's mutter even if it's Kibashtoi. That's all without Kabbalah Sechayis, because if it's Kabbalah Sechayis, the Gemara is later on, then it's Hakka also. So in Rava, Rashi bothers to tell me that this is all within the world of not having been Kabbalah Sechayis. So if Parallelism with the demand. Then in Abai, Rashi should also speak this out. Engli Ella that it's Rashi saying it's coming lechumer. Engli Ella that it's osur. But if you're mekabel achrayis, Rashi should say. Engli Ella if Rashi is going to be parallel, Rashi should have said Engli Ella the osur if you're mekabel achrayis by nochi shekibashtei, but nochi shelo kibashtei minayin. Rashi doesn't say that. Maybe that's why, because it doesn't make any sense. You need the kabbalas achrayis plus kibashtei. There's no tziruf. So that is a havamina that you need kibashti was a havamina that kibashti you need, that if you need kibashti, then it's nothing to do with Kabbalah Sechayis. You need memayne kimemaincha. And the havamina was you need this high level of memayne kimemaincha in order to ask it. So the Gemara says, no, tamadloy meloy yimatzi, you don't need memayne kimemaincha. It doesn't have to be memayne kimemaincha, it could be his moment. But then later on we'll discover that it could be his moment, but you have to at least have a Kabbalah Sechayis in it. I think in Rashi, that's meduyik. But come out of Mod Nezach. Come out a strange thing. So now, bottom line. Let's say you were not Mekabel Achrayis, but it's an Ochi Shekibashti. Is it also a Mutter? Bottom line, after Abai. Abai comes and tells me a Chumra. It's also, not only is it also if it's Kibashti, it's also even if it's like Kibashti. Later on, we'll discover it's like Kibashti is also, but only on condition that you were Mekabel Achrayis. But what about Kibashti? Does Kibashti also have the condition of Kabbalah Achrayis? L'chayra, the chesmen should be no. Because we just said kibasta is more chomer than Kabbalah Sechayis. That's why the havamina was. Maybe you have to have the high chomer of memayne kimemaincha. Time alone, no, you don't need memayne kimemaincha. It could be not memayne kimemaincha, like kibasta. But you still have to have Kabbalah Sechayis. Kabbalah Sechayis is less chomer than memayne kimemaincha. And if Kabbalah Sechayis is also... So Memayne Kimemaincha should be even more also. So it should come out according to Abaye that Kibashti is also even without Kabbalah Sechayis. That's a chiddush because Rava Beferish holds not that way. Rava learns Pshat in the Brayse that's goofy what the Brayse is saying. When you're not Mekabel Achrayis and it's Mutter, Engli Ela it's Mutter if it was like Kibashti. But if it was Kibashti Minayin that it's Mutter, Hamaloymar, Lechol Lechot Trezimni and so on. Rava holds beferush that even if you're not mekabel achrayis, it's mutter not only by like kibashti but even by kibashti. So in Rava it's clear that kibashti alone without kabbalah achrayis is mutter. And the Fidus Mahalach is going to come out that according to Abaye that is osur. It's not so terrible. It's not so terrible because You see in Rava that there's a Havamina, then it's also, you see in Rava that the Havamina was that even though if you're not Makabal Achrayis, maybe it's only Mutter if it's like Kibasta, it's not Mamaynikim Mamaytcha. When it's Kibasta and it's Mamaynikim Mamaytcha, there's really a Havamina that should be Mut, that it should be also without Kabbalah Sechayis. Tamad Loyma Lecholacha Trezimdi. But Abai doesn't have the Lecholacha Trezimdi, he doesn't have that whole Drosh of Rava. So according to the Chanami, Lefi Abai could be like Rava's Havamina. That Kibasta Yatak is Mamaynikim Mamaytcha. And kibasta is taka osa. In a way, if you just read the Gemara, if you chazmi at the Gemara, actually stands to reason. So maybe this is a good mahalach in the Gemara. But if you're Rashi, do you think we'll show this Rashi? What? Yeah. That's the first time. That's the beginning of the bias. The Kabbalah Chai said, look, Kabbalah Chai. Oh, my Yochel Yachin, the Kabbalah Chai is with an Ochi. I'm learning the Lame Mutsen. That's Kabbalah Sechayis. If you have Baye, has the price of it. Shiva Shalom is really must have a type of matamor. If an Emily Yolach of Sor, Yolach of Hamas, the fish and Emily Yolach of Shalchayatariah, or the Rachel Hem Shulgavaya, Yochel Yatin Kabbalah Pigdonis Menachi, Tamalay Malay Mutsi. And it says first. And they have an official kibashta. And to Abaye, only the Benochi shall like Kibashtai, stack a bowl of Sechais. I don't see you dig so much in Gemara. In the Brisa itself, the Seder of the Brisa is first the Gemara says, Yochel Yatman v'kabal v'gdoinis men anochri, tamad loy melo yimotze, which the Gemara later says, and it means with Kabbalah Sachayis. And then the Gemara says, Yochel, ein li'el benochri, according to Abai after the Gemara, ein li'el benochri shekibashto, ein li'el benochri sheloy shekibashto. Shekibashto. So, right, so it sounds like Eliyahu Menachem Shekibashti is going on Kabbalah Sechayis. Yeah, so we could say, I think this Hasema says this. No, the Gemara later is after this Gemara. It says in the Braisa, the first thing the Braisa says, you cannot be Makabal Begdoinis Menachem. But what's the case? Can't be all cases because we have a Lacha. So what's the case? So the Gemara says, well, maybe you can't be Makabal Begdoinis Menachem when he's like Kibashti. But when he's Kibashti, you could be Makabal Begdoinis Menachem. No, even if it's kibashtoi, even if it's loy kibashtoi, you cannot be makabel pektoinis melanochi. But then what do you do with lecha? So then it'll change. Now lecha will become kabbalah sechayis. Now it's the Bryce is going back and forth We have a chumra of lo yimotzei. We're being marbed that you're not allowed to have pikdonis in an offering. But there has to be some limit on that chumra. So what's the limit? So first we thought, it's a very big limit. As long as it's not memainikim memaincha, it's okay. The isser of yikabal pikdonis menachri is only when it's memainikim memaincha. Then you cannot be makabal pikdonis menachri. So then we say, no. It says lo yimotzei mikol mochim. So we say, okay, so then it's only, so what's lo yimotzei coming to aser? It's coming to aser. We're machmir more. We're coming to say, first we thought of kula, that you could be, that it's only aser if you're makabel, if it's kibaster. Tamaloyim lo yimotzei, that lo yimotzei is machmir mikol mochim. And therefore, we come in to be machmir more, and we say, no, it's not. It's also not only if you're memani ke memaincha, avada memani ke memaincha is also, but it's also even in a bigger, even in a more mechudishtik case where you're makabel achrayis. Yeah, that works out. I think the chesmen works out. Yeah, right. After we know that it doesn't mean kibashtoi, so what does it mean? It means kabbalas achrayis. It'll come out of a funny thing, that it's Svaras Hafuchas from Rava. I don't think this is the end of the world, but in Yom is Svaras Hafuchas from Rava. According to Rava, Kibashti does not Aser, but Kabbalah Sechayis does. And according to Kabbalah Sechayis does, whereas according to Rava, Kabbalah Sechayis is more Chomer than Kibashti. And according to Abaye, Svaket, Kibashti is more Chomer than Kabbalah Sechayis. Kibashti Aser is even without Kabbalah Sechayis. Kibashti was when we were more makil, we only asked kibashti. Now we go further and we ask it even kabbalah sechayis. Okay, not the end of the world, because they're also for different reasons. This is memayni ki memayncha. Kibashti is also asked memayni ki memayncha, and kabbalah sechayis is different. Saltov garim lemamim. The Gemara later goes on. Is it going lemanda omer garim lemamim kimam adami, or maybe the Torah is mechadish that over here it's kimam adami, but al kapanim it's a different vector. This is also mitzad memoinikim memoincha. This is also mitzad kabbalah sechayis. Dover agoyim lemomen. That it's my moment, because it's dover agoyim lemomen for me. So Abaye holds there really is a svar memoinikim memoincha. That's the emes. There's a svar memoinikim memoincha. But the brisa comes to be more machmer and say you don't need memoinikim memoincha. We can aser even on the basis of dover agoyim lemomen. And Rava says that no, forget. The Torah is saying we don't go with memoinikim memoincha. The brisa is telling me a kul. We'll read Rav in a second, but the Brayis coming to tell me a kula that we don't say the svarim memaynikim memaynchum, but the other svarim of regard lamaman we still say. Okay, let's see Rav. Rav says, "Ladam leitepuch ve'areishikoy." We're going on the pasuk of lo yiroi. Lo yiroi lecha. Lo yiroi lecha is a kula. Lo yimotzi is a chumra. Kamaloyim lo yimotzi is a chumra. The seif is a chumra. The reisha, that's what the Brayis says. Lo yiroi is a... Batim and gulim is different. But as far as shalcha is concerned, lo yiroi is the chumra, because it's the kula side. Lo yiroi lecha. And lo yimotzi, that points towards the chumra side. So the Ein Li Ela B'Nochi Shekibashtei, Abai learned, was going on the Lo Yimotzei. It's going on the Chumra side. We're expanding the Chumra. Ein Li Ela Nochi Shekibashtei. Even Nochi Shekibashtei, mind that that's also Tamad Loim Lo Yimotzei. According to Abaye, we're expanding, we're going, it's the other way around. We're going to leave the Braisa intact, and it's going on the Reisha on the Kula side. It says Lecha. You're allowed, it's only also if it's Lecha. If you're makabel achrayis differently, then it's different. But if you're not makabel achrayis, then it's only also if it's shulcha. Says the Braisa, Arei shekoi. Shulcha yatarei v'tarei shulachem shulgavaya ein liyelo benochi shalaki bashtoi v'ein shoyim chavichotzer. The heter of Shalchoyatarev Alatarev Shalachem, and Rashi adds, the heter of not being Makabal Achrayis, that if you're not Makabal Achrayis, you're allowed to have Goyish Shachamitz in Yerushalayim. Maybe that's only if the Nochi is like Kibashti and it's not Shoyim Chabachotzer. But Anochi shekibashtoi v'shoyim chabechotze minayim. But Anochi who is kibashtoi v'shoyim chabechotze, maybe then you don't have the heter. Maybe then, even though you're not mekabel achrayis, maybe it's also anyway. So therefore, the Torah says, "Lo yimotzei." Lo yimotzei comes to the aser. Comes to tell me the chumrah that it's still. Tamloim lo yimotzei. It comes to tell me the kula that it's still mutter. In fact, the Gemara lo yimotzei not a pasuk of chumrah. Lo yimotzei not a pasuk of kula. Lo yimotzei is a pasuk of chumrah. Haytana meheder hetera v'nosiv lakol isura. According to Rava, we're expanding the heter. That the heter of shalchay that you're allowed to have goyish chametz if you weren't mekabel achrayis is even by anochi shekibashle, even though it's m'maynik and m'maynich. So then, what does Vayisay tamad loyim aloyimotze? It should say tamad loyim alecha, not tamad loyim aloyimotze. And for the Gemara, mishum shenem alecha lecha treizimni. So that's very sosa. What do you mean tamad loyim alecha lecha treizimni? But that's not what it says in Vayisay. Vayisay says tamad loyim aloyimotze. Not tamaloyim lecha lecha. So Rashi explains. Well, let's see. Read all the Rashi. Areishu koy l'teira. Only the mutal lira shel achayim. But lekibalon lachayis v'lekamei ela sheloy kibashdoi. This heter of shel achayim, which the Gemara later on says is by loy kabalon lachayis. Maybe that's only sheloy kibashdoi nochi. It's sheloy kibashdoi, but nochi shekibashdoi minayin tamaloyim minayin the mutter. Says the price, Tamaloyim lo yimotze. In fact, we're packing in the robot, but Tanam Heder Ateya, Venos the Milsa Kol Yisur. Umishani Lateya Kanosavla. Mishum Shanema Bigbulin, Bisaur, Lacholacha Tezimni. Layolacha Saur, Bichol Gulacha, Shivas Yom, Pashrei. Uxiv, Layolacha Chomes, Layolacha Saur, Bichol Gulacha, the Fashis Boy. We may any union, Lahai Lacha Bigbulin, Gabi Reil, Dokvar Omer, Tneu Union, Lo yimotze. I don't need the extra lecha for Bal Yiro. It already says lecha. So the Dorish Bay lo yimotzi lecha. I take the lecha that it says by Bal Yiro. I have an extra lecha, so I attach the lecha to lo yimotzi. And therefore, it's telling me that the din of lecha is af b'motzli etz lecha. That the kula of lecha is a kula because we're looking for a kula. It's coming to tell me the kula of lecha is even when it's motzi by you, even if it's v'hainu shoyimcha. Motzli etz lecha v'hainu shoyimcha. This is the first time Rashi, except for the very, very beginning, Rashi talked about Shoyim Chod. The whole time Rashi was talking about Kibashte. Now Rashi talks about Shoyim Chod B'chotze. Yeah. I said before, Mestama Shoyim Chod B'chotze and Kibashte, Rashi holds it the morally equivalent. Even though they're different cases, but they come to the same thing. They're both M'moynik and M'moynik for some reason, which we don't understand. So the Torah is saying, even when it's Motzi, meaning it's Shoyim Chod B'chotze, and Goy Shoyim Chod B'chotze, Kaimin Noach De'en Chometz Oser Elam Kein Shulcha. So Mela, that's it's attack of kula is it's a kula that's coming lekula. Avhi lachad the chametz like the chashit the sarv chametz mitzich shichik kaminu beitzit the chad mechaber liyolchay. Let's see Tosus. I will tell you the famous of the way. Picture of Yankee Millions. The Hochle Matsich Trey Koy, the Mutin Nokri Bigovaya. The Michad Lacha Mimatin and Truvaya. At the Rachel Achem Shogavaya. Seems to be a package deal. Achem and Gavaya. Don't make the mistake of thinking that maybe we're actually using two lechas over here. Maybe the Gemara is just being mekatzer. No, there's no extra lecha available. There's no extra lecha available over here. Frek Tosis ube menachis perek of Yishmael kama treyari sesechim ksivi chadam yuti nochi v'chadam yuti hektish. So there you see that by chala. We're memayit an isa of a goy that is not chayav and chala. An isa that a goy was magagal. Then even if it comes to, even if a Jew gets the isa afterwards, but since the gilgul is biad goy, So it's Potter. And we have the same thing for Issa of Hekdesh. So you see that we need a separate pasuk for an Issa of Hekdesh and for an Issa of Nochri. By us, it's a package deal. Shalachem v'shal gavaya. That's the kash of the Neurlings. Me was from the Yochim Gassin Chad Kedair Issa Sechem. Kedair Issa Sechem. Pesh Kashir Issa Smidbar. Chad Issa Hekdesh. He says there's other gisois over there that maybe one of the we don't need an extra pasuk for Nochi and Hekdesh. There's one pasuk for both. The other pasuk is telling me the shir k'day arisay sechem like isis midbar, which is the shir chala. The chenir the beresh the gaze that shirim arisay sechem k'day yisoschem. Tak have a gemara like that. So the kitzer he says it's telling gisois. But the way we have the gisa menachas. Taisus asked this kasha later on at the end of the next taisus. Taisus a teretz is meramis to a teretz. That maybe once it says by chala twice, how you say sechem, so it's megala that bechol mokem when we mamayit shelcha, we mamayit that it has to be shelcha, so both things are equivalent and we mamayit shel gavoya and shel nach. So like bo zeva limedaze. In one place, the Torah has to say it twice to tell me that everything that shel nach and shel gavoya has the same is equivalent. The Chayim asked in this thesis, the Shagasai asked in this thesis, Gevald. He said, what's the comparison by Chometz, the import of Shalcha Ataroya, Val Ataroya Shalachayim, is that you're only over on Chometz that belongs to you. If it doesn't belong to you, you're not over. So what's the difference who it belongs to? The point is it doesn't belong to you. Chomesh shel hefker, also Taisus says in Daf Dalim Beis, Taisus says, well, you know, I'll get to Taisus in a second. But the pshat in l'chor is that it has to belong to you. Shelcha yi ataroya, val ataroya shelachem. By chala, the Issa doesn't have to belong to me to be chayiv and chala. If the Issa belongs to my friend, it's also chayiv and chala. The chi of chala is in the Issa. Is the Issa tovel for chala? Is it tevel for chala? Doesn't matter who it belongs to. It can belong to me, it can belong to somebody else. It doesn't have to be my Issa to be chayiv and chala. There's a din that a goyish Issa is potter from chala. And an Issa of hektish is potter from chala. So avada, those are two different things. By chometz, it has to be my chometz. So anything that's not my chometz, what's the difference? Well, it's not my chometz because it belongs to people whose names start with A, and it's not my chometz because it belongs to people whose names start with B. That's not different dinim. It's not my chometz and finished. So what's Mechal Tosis talking about? Avad, over here it's a shalcha yataroya. And you aval ataroya, anything that's not shalcha. What's under the heading of not shalcha? Shalachayrim, v'shal gavaya. It's all, they all have in common. They're not shalcha. By chala doesn't have to literally be mine. Chala of anybody's isa is chayiv and chala. I can't eat the isa of somebody else either if it's tovel for chala. It's a p'tur of shel gavaya v'shel nochi. So there, everybody have to have two psukim. It's a peller out the tesis. Want to say something?
Coming off
of it, going to that shalcha. Oh, so says the Bismayah. I don't know what this is, but says the Beis Meir that it's a raya that Tosis holds like the Goyin is Medayik and Rashi. Remember, the Goyin was Medayik and Rashi by us. With that Ashraf Avala Terei Shalachem, Rashi says, Kegoyin Shal Nochri. Then it's lost in the Gemara later on. Nochi, he's saying Nochi. Yeah, but the Gemara is maybe not Maduik. Maybe Nochi is by way of example. A Jew's probably not going to have chometz. It's more likely to be a Nochi. The Goyin is Medayik from the Rashi. Rashi says that Kegoyin Shal Nochi. As I say, the Goyin wants to say that's the Chiddush of the Goyin. That you're over on doesn't have to be your chometz. So says the Beis Meir. So actually, apparently, Tosfos holds the same thing. It doesn't have to be my chometz. Shalchoyat teroy v'la teroy shalchem doesn't mean it has to be my chometz. It has to be Yiddish chometz. So it has to be a Yiddish Yisro. So it's exactly the same thing. So how come over there I need a separate miyut for Hekdesh and a separate miyut for Nochi, and over here it's a package deal? So Taisa answers and so on. That's how the Beis Meir, that's the Beis Meir's Hechocha from this Taisa, that Taisa holds, like the Goyin says in Rashi, that the din of Shulcha Yatayoye doesn't mean that the Chametz has to belong to me. It means the Chametz belongs to a Jew. And if it's exactly parallel to the din by Chala. The problem is, if we only have Tosis, so maybe that would be tenable. The problem is that in Ran, the Chiddush Ran, by the Sugi of Maskir and Seicher and Daftalid, remember the Ran holds that you're not over if the Chomets do not belong to you. By Maskir and Seicher, the Ran says that they're both not over. Zelufish Eine Shaloiv, Zelufish Eine Bishusay. A lot of Rishonim hold the way, the Rabbeinu Dovid holds the way, other Rishonim, there are a lot of Rishonim hold the way. But what's negated to us is the Ran, because the Ran, in the Chiddush Ran by us, says the same thing as Tosfos. He brings the kasha of the Rimi Orleans. That how come by Chala I need to have two psukim, and by for Gavaya shall Shalachem and Shal Gavaya, and over here I only have to have one pasuk. By Chometz I only have one pasuk. Shalchoyat Terayev Al Terayev Shalachem and Shal Gavaya. So here the Beis Meir is not going to help us. The Ram Grada holds in Shalchoyat Terayev that if it has to be your Chometz, and if it's the mask is not, the Seicher is not over, even though it's in his Rishus, because it's not his Chometz, and the mask is not over because it's not in his Rishus. No? So you see that the Ran holds, like the Shagashari assumed, that Shalchoyat Teroya means it has to be my Chometz. And yet he brings the Kasha of the Rimi Orleans. Gevalt, what's the Kasha? So I thought maybe it's a chap. Let's say we have machlokes. Machlokes is shayim, let's say. If you're over on Yiddish Chometz, that does not belong to you. The Ran, Rabbeinu David, Nafdala, they say, you're only over on your own Chometz, not over on somebody else's Chometz. And the Goyin holds, the Goyin is Madaik and Rashi, that you're over on any Yiddish Chometz. You're only potter from Goyish Chometz. But if it's Yiddish Chometz, you're over. So, Mipshutai, what's the, that's the Machlokes. I don't know if we have to find the Nekudas HaMachlokes. It's a pretty big Machlokes. It doesn't need necessarily a Nekudas HaMachlokes. But at least one way to conceptualize the Machlokes is that according to the Ran, the din of Shalcha, of Lecha, Shalcha Ataroya, Shalcha Iataroya, Valataroya Shalachayim, is that the Isser Chometz, the din of Shalcha, is a din in the Tzuris Avera. The Avera is, I could say in the Gavra, but that's a little bit, doesn't really explain. It's a din in the Mais Avera. The Maisa Aveira is to have my Chometz, to own Chometz. If I don't own the Chometz, then I'm not over the Aveira, If it's somebody else's Chometz, then I don't own it. If I don't own it, part of the Aveira is owning. And so if it's somebody else's Chometz, then I'm not over. On the other hand, Rashi holds that the din of I don't have to own the Chometz. It could be somebody else's Chometz. That means the Maisa Aveira is not to own the Chometz. The Maisa Aveira is to have the Chometz in my Rishus. So what's the difference if it's Yiddish Chometz or Goyish Chometz? It's a din in the Chetz of the Chometz. Yiddish Chometz is a Chometz HaOser. Goyish Chometz is a Chometz HaMutter. Like by an Isod. By Isod is din of Shav, Arisei Seichem. So there for sure you don't have to own the Isod for the Isod to be Chayev. It's a din in the Chetz of the Isod. What kind of Isod? What kind of Isod has a Chiyuv? A Yiddish Isa, a Jewish Isa has a Yiddish Isa has a Chiyuv. A Goyish Isa doesn't have a Chiyuv. A Hektish Dike Isa doesn't have a Chiyuv. Kach b'pshutay. I mean, the Rashi side is it's for sure that way. It's not a din that I have to own the Chometz in order to be over. That's the whole Shittas Rashi. I'm over even on somebody else's Chometz. So as long as the Chometz is in my Rishus, I'm over. I don't have to own it. I have to be mashit. I have to keep it in my Rishus. I don't have to own it. The concept of Shalchayataroyah was the Rosh Shalchayim is what kind of chametz am I not allowed to have in my rishus? Yiddish chametz, but Goyish chametz I'm allowed to have in my rishus. That's for sure. But I want to explore more the other side, the Ran side. The Ran holds, as do many Rishonim, that Shalchayataroyah that I'm not over in somebody else's chametz. It has to be my chametz. So Bipshutoi, the Ran holds that the din of Shalchayataroyah was the Rosh Shalchayim. It's not a din in the chefts of the chametz, what kind of chametz is also. The chefts of the chametz, it doesn't make a difference. It's a din in the Maisa Avera. The Maisa Avera includes ownership. If there's no ownership, then there's no Maisa Avera. And if that's the case, then of course the Shagas Ayas Kash is very strong. That has nothing to do with challah. What's the comparison to chametz and challah? By chametz, Shachoya Teroya is telling me, what's the Maisa Avera? The Maisa Avera is to own chametz. If you don't own the chametz, it doesn't matter why you don't own it. It's all the same thing. I don't own it because it belongs to somebody else. If I don't own it because it belongs to Hekdesh. It's all different ways not to own the chametz. So if that is one thing, why would that need to psukim? By chalas in the chefzer, what kind of isha is chayiv and chalas? I need a separate posik that a goyish isha is potter and a hekdesh isha is potter. Yeah, then the shagasai is kash is more volume. So maybe we could say that the oilom, even lefi the ran, the din of Shalchoy HaTorei Vala Torei Shalachayim is a din in the chefts of the chametz. That the chefts of the chametz, in order to be over, the chefts of the chametz has to be Shalchoy. It's a din in the chefts. The chefts of the chametz has to be Shalchoy. Meaning the chefts of the chametz, in order for it to be a chametz also, it has to be my chametz. I mean, well, we're sort of between a rock and a hard place. If it has to be my chametz, then it's a din the bailam. And if it just didn't have to be Yiddish chametz, then how come I'm not over in somebody else's chametz? That's what I want to thread. That's the needle that I want to thread. I want to say that it's a din in the chefza. That even the Ran agrees that it's a din in the chefza. But that's very difficult, because if it's a din in the chefza, then all Yiddish chametz should be the same. It's at the chefza, all Yiddish chametz is the same. What's the difference if it's my chametz or his chametz? But that's the shittas around, that I'm only over in my chametz, I'm not over in somebody else's chametz. The chor, you see, that's a din in the Maisa Avera, that I have to own the chametz in order to be over. That's what I want to negotiate. So I want to suggest the following. The Ran holds two things, that it has to be mine and it has to be my rishus. That's what the mask and the seichah, neither one is over. So maybe Zen Noisin Mokum Loimer, the din of Shalchoy HaTaraya is, the Isser of Loimotze is that it has to be my rishus. It's clear in the Ran, if I have chametz in somebody else's rishus, that's also chiddush, but the Ran holds, if I have chametz in somebody else's rishus, many of the Ran holds this way, if I have chametz in somebody else's rishus, I'm not over. I'm only over if I have chametz in my rishus. The din of Lecha, according to the Ran, is that the chevtza of chametz that's also in this rishus, is only chametz that belongs to the person whose rishus it is. It's not that I have to own the chametz. The issue is to have chametz in my rishus. But what chametz am I not allowed to have in my rishus? Chametz that belongs, what chametz you're not allowed to have in a rishus? Chametz that belongs to the person who owns the rishus. So in a Reuven Dika rishus, you're not allowed to have a Reuven Dika chametz. But you can have a Shimon Dika chametz in a Reuven Dika rishus. Because it's built on the fact that the Ran holds that the Isser, it has to be in my rishus. If I have chametz in somebody else's rishus, I'm not over. The Isser is for me to have chametz in my rishus. Reuven's Isser is to have chametz in Reuven's rishus. Shimon's Isser is to have chametz in Shimon's rishus. It's also true that Reuven's only also to have his own chametz, not to have Shimon's chametz, and vice versa. But I want to say not because the ownership is part of the Maisa Avera, but because since the Isser, Reuven's Isser is to have chametz in Reuven's rishus. So what kind of chametz are allowed to have in Reuven's rishus? Reuven dikah chametz. Chametz that matches this rishus, that belongs to this rishus, that's the same person as this rishus. And Shimon's not allowed to have in Shimon's rishus, a Shimon dikah chametz. And that's the din of Shalchoy HaTaraya. That in your rishus, you're not allowed to have your chametz. But it's a din in the chefts of the chametz. What kind of chametz am I not allowed to have in my rishus? It's not the ownership. Lo yitzur, I can have my chametz in my rishus and I don't own it. Obviously, that's impossible. But if it was somehow possible to have my chametz in my rishus, but I don't have an ownership on it, then I will be over. Because it's my chametz in my rishus. The chefz of the chametz is my chametz, and it's in my rishus, and that's there. To have chametz in my rishus. But which kind of chametz? Chametz that belongs to me. But the owner, but the Maisa Aveira is not the ownership. The Maisa Aveira is having in my Rishus Chometz, but a particular kind of Chometz. A Chometz that belongs to the person whose Rishus it is. If that's the case, then it's maybe analogous to Tichal. Meaning, it's not a din, if it was a din, that the Maisa Aveira is to own the Chometz, and is because that's not the Maisa Aveira. The Maisa Aveira is to own Chometz, and I don't own that Chometz. I own this Chometz. I own my Chometz. I don't own the Hekdesh's Chometz, and I don't own the Goy's Chometz, and I don't own my neighbor's Chometz. So it's all one thing. So what does that have to do with Tayyim Sushaychem, where you don't have to own the Yisrael at all for it to be Chayav and Chal? It's just a Miyat and a Goyish Yis. It's a Miyat and a Hekdesh to Giyis. So yeah, then the Shagasai is a Pella. Shagasai's question is unanswerable. But if we'll say that La'olam, the owning the Chometz, is not the Maisa Aveira, the din of Shalchay Ataroy, even if either Ran, if you Rashi, the Goyin's Rashi, it's for sure that way. But even if either Ran, the din of Shalchay Ataroy is the din of the Heft of the Chometz. But the difference is that Lefi Rashi, the way the Goyin understands Rashi, it's a din that the Chometz has to be a Yiddish Chometz. Like the East has to be a Yiddish East. By Chometz, not the way. By Chometz, maybe that's true, but it's more than that. By Chometz, it has to be an Isa Shalchay Ataroy, it has to be an Isa that belongs, an Isa that. That belongs to the person who's just listening. That's the mashmaya of shulcha. Shulcha means we're talking about your. We're talking about bivateichem bigvulecha. It's in your rishus, and in your rishus, the Torah says in your rishus you have. You're not allowed to have a chometz. That's shulcha. But it's not in the ma'aseh there. It's in the chometz. The chometz. That's in this Rishus has to be a Shalchadik Chometz. So maybe now and then it's not so bad the Kasha. What's the comparison to Arisu Sechem? The comparison is, mitzad the grammar of the Drosha. By Arisu Sechem, we have a deal. Shalchad, Arisu Sechem. You're a Chometz. What does it mean, you're a Chometz? It doesn't mean you in particular, because why should it mean you in particular? You in particular have nothing to do with the Chiv Chal of the Issa, the Tibble of the Issa. There, clearly, you means a Jew. But it's Mimayit. It's Mimayit, not a Jew, but not a Jew. There's different flavors. There's a Nochri, there's a Gavoya. They're not the same. So we have to have two psukim. We Mimayit maybe first the Gavoya, which is altogether not very different than the human Chometz, and then we Mimayit even Goyish, human Isa, and then we Mimayit even a Goyish Isa. Over here, the Shalcha doesn't mean a Jewish Chometz. One second. We gained anything? Yeah, because once we're being, it's still not exactly the same as challah, but it goes like this. Once we're being down, once we're defining shochayat aroya as a drush about the chefts of the chametz, simultaneously seichem, which is a drush about the chefts of the isur. So Tosfos is like this. How does it go by isur? By isur, first we have a pasuk. We have two pasukim. So the first pasuk, I think Tosfos Menachas is mashma. First we remind the hekdesh. We remind shogavaya. Shogavaya is very much not lecha. It's not even shogavaya. So that's altogether not shogavaya. But maybe that's it. We're just remind shogavaya. So we say, no, so we have another pasuk. The next pasuk is Mamayit Shalnochim. That's as far as it's shaykh to go. Once Mamayit Shalnochim, Shalnochim is Shalachim. Shalnochim, Mamayit Shalachim, Shalnochim. It has to be of a Jew. Or Issa has to belong to a Jew. Once it has to belong to a Jew, there's no reason to think it has to belong to any particular Jew, because that doesn't make any sense. Why is one Jew any different than another? It's a shayla, the Issa is chayav and chala. Once we limit it to a Jew is a Jew. So, but it's miyutim, but all thing, but to begin with, when I'm starting to know, when I'm starting to be done, what kind of chepza, what kind of Issa is chayav and chala, and I only have one, the first miyut that's given to me. So my first step is to be mamad shel gavoya. My next step is to be ma'ad shal nochem. Once I'm a ma'ad shal nochem, that's as far as it can go. That's it. It has to be shal Yisrael. There's no reason to distinguish between what's only has to be a kohen, a levi, a satam and chokham. There's nowhere else to draw the line. So all Yiddish chametz is chayav and chal. By Tosfos is asking, well, by chametz should be the same thing. It's a din in the chefts of the chametz. It's a miyat in the chefts of the chametz. And I'm only given one lecha. So maybe lecha says the chefts of the chametz has to be a Yiddish, has to be a not a hektish. It has to be not a hektish to kachametz, but as long as it's a hektish to kachametz, maybe I'm not allowed to have it in my yeshus. So I should need another lecha to tell me that it's that to be memayit shel achayim. Nochi min shel achayim, memayit shel achayim. Memayit shel achayim. Now, we could ask, we should still need a third pasuk. Tosha should ask, we should still need a third pasuk. To even after we're memayit shel nochrim shel achirim, to be memayit, I should need a third pasuk to be memayit another Jew's chametz. A third pasuk to say that the chametz is the master rishus, and that Tosfos doesn't ask. If I had two pasukim, will be enough. And you could ask, we could turn the kasha around also. What's Tosfos' answer? Later on, the bottom Tosfos' answer is, once the Torah is megala by chala, that nochrim and achirim is the same, that shel gavoya and shel nochrim is the same. So by chametz also, I just need one mi'at ha'memayit both in one fell swoop. I build on what it says by chala. Okay, fine. So I build on what it says by chala. So shel gavoya and shel nochrim is the same. But how do I know that it has to be, the chametz of the person who's a shusitzin? Maybe I'm chayef tak even on chametz of a different Jew. Like, where do I get that extra halacha from? That's still shrelachara. I think we're in a better place than we were before. Before, it altogether made no sense. The din of shalchah by chametz is that I have to own the chametz. So if I state sechai, anyway, they don't own the chametz. It's all the same. What does that have to do with the isur? By isur, it's a din in the chefzah. There's different ways that it could be, that it could not be shalchah. It could be shalgavoy, it could be shalachayim. So now I'm saying, I'm shifting that by saying, no, it's not a din in the gavra, it's not a din in the ma'isa ve'er that you have to own the chametz, because that's the ma'isa ve'er, it's a din in the cheftz of the chametz. That in my rishus, the only cheftz of the tosser is my chametz. So that's the good news. The problem is, but at the end of the day, we should need three psukim, or even if we build a chala, so we get two for free, we get two for the price of one, because from chala, I already know shel achirim and shel gavra that it goes together. But how do we know the third step, that it has to be the chametz of the person who shushus it's in? I was placing down the days. Tyson Dalam Base says with Farish that Shaptaray Shalachem Shal Gavaya is Mimayat of Mimayat Hefker. When Tyson's Bittles Mitam Hefker, so Tyson is done. And how do you know that Hefker is, how do you know there's no Bayo Mimas and Hefker? So Tosfos, because the pasuk of Shalachem, Avalat Taray Shalachem, Shal Hefker is called Shalachem. If you held like Rashi, he doesn't bring it to Pneshu, doesn't say it in Rashi, he brings the other Teres Chaim. But it's like the Goyim's Rashi, that you're over any Yiddish Chametz. So he says, it's a din you need Yiddish Chametz. If it's a din that you need Yiddish Chametz, it's a miyat and Goyish Chametz. Goyish Chametz are not over, only around Yiddish Chametz. So make a taste of the Hefker is like Goyish Chametz. Maybe you have to take a Chametz like Yiddish Chametz, because you could be Zoich in it. Make a taste, it's not a din of Shoacherim, it's in the Goyish Chametz is part of it. She wants to say that in Chanami, Lafi, if you hold it, you're over on. If you hold here that you're over in any Yiddish chametz, then you're over in chametz shel hefker too. Taisus holds that Taisus holds the meat is shel acherim. Shel acherim means somebody else, not me. So then goyim hefker, it's all the same thing. And now the Jew, it all goes into shel acherim. You're learning it out from chala, according to Taisus. We're learning it out from chala. So by chala. Anybody have a kibbutz with Chiddush Aran? Came in the Goli Lan Hasam, the Goy Behekdish Le Mikmi Shalachem. Too late, Sarach Bishum Duchta Trekwa Yellow to Raya Michad Konafka. Yeah, I don't know. This part I'm not sure. I think it's better than it was before. I think we mitigated the kasha to some degree. By saying that even if you're the Ran, that you're only over on, that you're only over in your own chametz, not over in somebody else's chametz. The Ran and Avdal, the mask and the seicher, zelif yishene shaloi v'zelif yishene b'shusay. It's not because the ma'aseh is to own the chametz. Then about it's not, we'll be not doing it to chala b'chal. It's a din in the chetz of the chametz. It's no different than, in principle, no different than Rashi. That it has to be Yiddish chametz. So the Ran holds, which is for sure din of the Chetz of the Chametz. You're not over on Yiddish Chametz. It doesn't have to be mine. I don't have to own it. It has to be Yiddish Chametz. The Chetz has to be Yiddish Chametz. The way it has to be Yiddish Yisrael. So I'm saying in the Ran it's the same thing. The Ran holds also that it's a din in the Chetz that it has to be a Yiddish Chametz. But does the Ran holds which Yid? The Yid is Rishus it is. So then it's closer to Arisei Seichem. At the end of the day, still no cigar, because at the end of the day, what's the Ran's teretz? Well, we learn that from Chala, that Nochi and Shulgavoy is the same. That's his teretz. The Yisroel came in the Golil and Hosom. Like this is the end. Came in the Golil and Hosom. The Goy Behekdash the Mikri Shulachem. So Leit Zorich Meshum Duch the Trekoyel. The Trevaya Mechad Kro Nafka. Goy Behekdash and not both are Leit Mikri Shulachem. So if you're learning that from Chala, so fine. Goy Behekdash not Mikri Shulachem, but Yiddish Chometz is called Shulachem, even if it's not me. So where did the Ran get to, where do we get this other principle that I'm only over the shalchayat, right? That has to be the person who owns the rishus. Yeah, I don't know. That needs still to be an easy issue. I think it just needs a little push. Somehow, by chala, one pasuk I would have said only shel gavaya. Now, two pasukim says anything which is shel acherim. What's called acherim? Not Jews. For chala, acherim can only be Jews. There's nothing else. By chametz, once I'm in my shel acherim, and I include all acherim, So anybody who's so achayim is lefi the rishus lo yimatzi bevatechem. I don't know. It's still not. I don't see it 100%. How much time do we have? Let's take a look at it for now. Rav Amar. This is Rav Amar. Vayilum lay tepuch. Vareishikoy. And Rav is coming to say the drosh is going l'kula. We're expanding the kula. The din that if you're not makabel achrayis, it's mutter. It's not only by anochi shekibashti, but even by anochi shelo kibashti. Kolayim betchilis inyan adwarim amurim shalchay atarayev val atarayev shalachayim shal gavayev. Ein li elos shemutter lecha lirayis chemtshi shal nochi. Elo benochi shelo kibashti. And shari yimcha. She'ein b'cha yichayles l'maynoi. That's just a pshat. The word of shoyim chabechatz of loyki bashtoi and ain shoyim chabechatz is that I can't be meinei him from having the chumas. Nochi sheki bashtoi v'shoyim chabechatz minayin. Shafi sheyesh b'cha yechayles lemanoi. Shemuta. Shenemar b'yiro lecha shelcha yateroi aval ateroi shelachem. First of all, we see a psachidish here in Melech Anau. The vote of kibashtoi, it's not like Rashi. I think it's not like Rashi. Rashi, m'mayni ki m'maincha. I mean, Chanal is a different knesh. Not m'mayni ki m'maincha. By enochi she kibashtoi, I could be meinei him. I could force him to get rid of the chametz. So maybe that's more chomer. Maybe then I do have to make sure that he gets rid of the chametz. Maybe I have to be meinei him from having chametz. Different vote. It sounds a little bit reminiscent of the Pnei Yeshua, maybe. That the vote of Nochi Shekibashtoi, the Chaimer of Nochi Shekibashtoi is that I could be Mevaret. If I wanted to, I could go in and he couldn't stop me and I could be Mevaret the Chomets, as Bir Chomets. So that's more Chomer. Maybe since I have more Yechilis to be Mevaret, maybe I have a Chiv. So even though it wasn't Mekabel Achrayis, if I'm Mekabel Achrayis, so it's a Dovah Goyim L'Momen, so I have a Chiyuv Bir. If it's in my Rishus, I have a Chiyuv Bir. But Enochi, but if I wasn't Mekabel Achrayis, but I could go, but he's Tachas Yodi, he's Kovush, he's Shoyim Yibachotzer. So I could make him be Mevarei the Chametz. So even though it's CD, it's not a Dovah Goyim L'Momen. What's the sound of here? So here you have to know what's the Tzir Fadvar. If I was Mekabel Achrayis, then I don't care that he's not Tachas Yodi and he's not Kovush and so on. I have to be Mevarei. And then I'll deal with him. I'll pay him. I don't know. I'm going to have to placate him afterwards. But l'maisa, I have to be mevarei the chametz. It's a dovah goyim l'momen. But if it's not a dovah goyim l'momen, then I don't have to. But maybe that's only if I can't be kaif for him. But if I could be kaif for him, then maybe I do have to. I understand. What do you mean? I do have to? Is it impossible? As much as it's possible when I'm makabel achrayis, it seems to be possible. So what's the difference if I'm not so? If it was really impossible, by loy kivashti, if it's really impossible, then why am I chayib from a kabbal achayis? It's not impossible. Elamai, it's not so impossible. So then what's the darg over here? If I'm a kabbal achayis, then I have to manage to be mevarei the chametz. But if I wasn't a kabbal achayis, but this lahavim, you know, but if I could be kayf for him, then I should be kayf for him. So the Rambam, I need a Rambam. Maybe the back of the Rambam. How does the Rambam bring this halacha? Perek Dalet. The Rambam's sheet is that if you have chometz in somebody else's rishus and a goyish rishus, you're over and by your own by matzah. Not like the Rambam, zelaf yishena shalev zelaf yishena b'shusa. The Ramban, that even if I have chometz that's not in my rishus, the Ramban holds you not over. Ramban holds you up. That's not our concern right now. The chometz shel hektish, oy shel goyish, oy etzel yisrael, afilu hoya imoy babayis, harayz emutim neshena shalev. This imay b'bayis is the show imay b'chotzer. Maybe I'm not sure. V'afilu hoy shel ger toishov sheyad Yisrael sheletes olov. Nochi shekibas is learning. It means that it's yad Yisrael sheletes olov. He's a ger toishov who's makabel shem mitzvinoyach and he's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael, but he has to follow our. He's yad Yisrael sheletes olov. And ein kaifin oisai. We're not kai for him to be mitzi the chometz from his rishus. It's a modern lashon. He's a guy. The meaning of leimotzi lechayz chometz in my rishus. I have goyish chometz in my rishus. Are we kai for me? If I have goyish chometz in my rishus, do I have a chiyuv by your leimotzi? That's the nidun. Not does he have to be get rid of his chometz from his rishus? Ein kaifen oisai, lahitzi chametz mishusai. It's a double shit. Ein kaifen oisai. What does that do? Oisai. Why is he even a player? Shah is on me. Because it's a my rishus. But it actually doesn't even say it's in my rishus. He says it's in his rishus. We're not kaifen him to get rid of the chametz from his rishus. You see the Rambam. The Rambam is coming from this Gemara. Adorim near him that this Yad Yisrael Shalethisol, this other Rambam read our Gemara. You see in the Rambam, it's a mechudish to kapshat in the Gemara. We're not talking about my chiyah because it's in my rishus and maybe it's mimoinokim and mimoincha that it's considered to be like my chametz in my rishus, like by Kabbalah Sechayis and so on, which I need them that the chametz is in my rishus, but and it's is it a domegar moment? Is it my chametz? Not my chametz. The Rambam learns the nidun of nochi shekibashdei is that it's not in my rishus, it's in his rishus. But maybe there's a din that since it's Yad Yisrael Sheletis Olov, maybe, I don't know who's the Baal Dover, who are we talking about? Is it Get Toshev with his chametz and his rishus? So which Jew are we addressing this to? Based in the stomach. Based is not Mechuyev to be Kaifer, a Get Toshev, to be Maitzi chametz from the Get Toshev's rishus, even though it's Yad Yisrael Sheletis Olov, and that needs a possum. That's the Ben Chanan. That's Rabbeinu Chanan. Rabbeinu Chanan also learns that Machi Shekibas not Mamayni Kimamaytcha. It's a shalav Yad Yisrael Sheletes Olov. What does Yad Yisrael Sheletes Olov have to do? If I'm a Kabbalah Chayis and Gaish Chomis and Mayer Shus, we don't ask questions. Is it Yad Yisrael Sheletes Olov? The Chomis is in Mayer Shus. If I'm a Kabbalah Chayis, I have to get rid of it. It's not Yisrael Sheletes Olov. Maybe not Yad Yisrael Sheletes Olov, but the Chomis is in Mayer Shus. In Mayer Shus, I can get rid of it. But the Chomis, when the guy comes, I'll pay him. We're not done if it's Yad Yisrael Sheletes Olov, if the Chomis is in Mayer Shus. So what's he talking about? Terence says he's not talking about chometz that's in my rishus. He's talking about chometz that's in his rishus. And there'll be a mokum leimar that Beis Din has to make sure that just like every Jew is mevar chometz from his rishus, maybe Yad Yisrael Sheletes Olov that we have to make sure that everybody gets rid of it. And we're kol mokum sheyadenu magas, we have to make sure that all the chometz is mevar. It says takanat that goes into the pasuk of Talmud Loimer lechol lechatzei zimni that we only have to get rid of chametz Yiddish we only have to get rid of chametz from Jewish Yiddish chametz from Yiddish rishus. It's a whole different gemara. I have to maybe think through now the whole gemara from top to bottom how it goes to the Rambam, but that's a whole different gemara. The shoyim chabachotza, I don't know what it is the Rambam. What's the shoyim chabachotza? I know what that is. Yad Yisrael Sheletes Olov is Get Toshev. Get Toshev and Eretz Yisrael is Man Yad Yisrael Sheletes Olov. What's the Yimei B'chotzer? Not that I understood it so much in Rashi either. But what's the Shoyim B'chotzer? It sounds like the Rambam Shoyim B'chotzer is the other case. You have Goyish Chomis and Marishus. So, but the Gemara puts them together. It's apples and oranges. This is Goyish. This Rambam has nothing to do with each other. How do they get put together? I don't know, it needs to be thought through. But Kapanim, It's a Malkum Lizgana. Just flagging. When a Chanaro, not so mufush, but the Ram very mufush. It's a whole different take on the whole on the Gemara. Okay, what's that there? Yeah. Okay.